The following program is paid for and presented by John DeMasi. The opinions expressed are not those of Townsquare Media or station advertisers.
Now, WPG Talk Radio 95.5 brings you a very special show. It's The Heart of Your Money, featuring a variety of information to help you and your family improve your financial situation. The financial expert on today's and every show is Joe Yakovich from JML Financial. Now, with Joe Yakovich, here's John DeMasi.
And we salute all the veterans for Veterans Day yesterday.
Happy Veterans Day. We
certainly thank you for your service.
Yep.
And if it wasn't for you, we'd probably be speaking German or something.
Right. I mean, John, I will tell you, my father and my grandfather, Purple Hearts, and my cousin, I'm going to say he's about 12 medals he received from Vietnam.
Wow.
So, you know, we're big believers of the armed forces.
Yeah,
all across.
When you think about the sacrifice that they did, and that just blows me away. But
I mean, I just can't imagine. John, we're talking about, you know, some of the bad sections of where we live, and we hear stories about, you know, shootings and so forth. Can you imagine being in war? I mean, that to me is so bizarre.
Constant shooting.
Yeah, and you know, it, there's no getting around. You know, it in our streets, it stops here or there. You never know when it's going to stop. Yeah. So it's really we applaud all of our veterans at all.
Happy Veterans Day. Yes. And it is The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. Joe is JML Financial, and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. If you have a question or a thought for Joe, 609-407-1450 is our number here. And we do want to remind you that this Tuesday, November 15th, Joe is conducting a webinar on required minimum distribution. And it will be at 6:30. And all you do is go to his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, and you sign up. That's it.
Yep. And we had last Thursday, we had probably 30 people on or so all over the country. And it was a great opportunity to share that information with everyone. So they really appreciated it.
How long are these?
They're usually, I mean, I tell people stay on for at least an hour. And it does take about 60 minutes, but it's about 50 minutes. But, you know, I tell a story or two, but also at the end, I take in the chat box that people, you know, write into and ask me other specific questions. So, you know, you get a chance to speak to people all over the country about, you know, not only money, distribution, inflation, recession, depression. I mean, it just opens up a can of worms to every direction, but I stay away from the politics stuff. But I try to, you know, narrow in the value that we bring to people all over the country. So it's kind of a fun thing to do.
Okay, we're going to be talking about what you need to do to get right when you're retiring. That's a loaded – boy, is that a loaded question?
It wasn't intentional. Right?
What you need to do to get right. Well, where do you start?
Well, you know what, John? I was just with some folks just recently, and it's when I thought about, you know, today, you know, and it resonated. We sat down and we did a workshop with these people, and we came in, and I've always wondered, you know, what were people thinking when you see, you know, you lose 10% or 15%. But when I looked at what she showed me, she had a pension plan. She worked for a big company in Philadelphia. And she had a pension plan and some IRAs and what have you. And I looked at it closely, and she says, yeah, I have not been doing too well here. I looked down closely, and it was down. Are you ready for this number?
Yeah.
Which almost made me sick to my stomach, because I know she was not the only one in America this is happening to. She was down close to 70%.
Whoa.
70%, John. So... And she says,
"You don't have anything left."
Well, it seemed so, but when you're down 70%, and I've done the math, and you really need to understand this, folks. You know, the recovery is getting back to even is not 70%, and you're talking about probably you have to get back 300% just to get even. And the other factor you have to consider is how long will it take you to get back to even? So it's a function of if it 3 or 6 or 9%, you know, every year, if you could get that and know you're going to get that, it might take you 20 years.
You might not be around.
Right. You're, the woman is in her 60s. I said, you're going to be in your 80s and 90s by the time you get back to even. Jeez. So the concern for me and people out there listening is because of what's been going on in the market and because of the volatility and because we are somewhat afraid because we do not know, you know, that's a concerning factor. I mean, that's a real, when you talk to people, you can hear it and see it, speak with them face to face. It doesn't matter face to face or virtually, you know, you could feel it in their voice. You know, they're reaching out and said, what should we do? What can I do? What would you do? Kind of thing. So it really is a function, John, to being able to sit with someone to make sure you bring value to the game. But more importantly, you need to have a plan of action. I mean, you really need, I mean, you know, being the sports guy, me being the sports person, you have to have a game plan.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no question about it. Now, understand something, John, and you being a baseball fanatic, as much as, you know,
as much as I can.
You know, when you're sitting or you're standing up to the plate, you don't hit every ball.
No.
You let a couple of them go by. And what we need to do is start letting some pitchers go by, meaning you might have to wait a little bit. You might have to, like, wait for that perfect pitch so you can hit it. And what people do not understand is that there is a time to, you know, wait, and it's a time to react and hit. And in what we're dealing with is making sure you have the right culmination of that, because if not, you could lose your shirt, literally, in a very quick period of time because of what's going on.
Do they ever ask you how to recover from a 70% loss? Do people ever ask you that?
Well, she said, Joe, can you take this and take care of this for me? That was her answer. I said, fine. I did. We rolled it over. But I made sure that she recognized the fact that this is happening across the country to make her feel that she's not the only one that this is happening to. So what we try to do, John, and we have that conversation, and you have to have that conversation. You just can't continue not to open up your envelope when it comes in and say, I haven't looked at that in three months.
If I ignore it, it'll go away.
Correct. Yeah. And that's not the case here. So we need to be proactive. And you need to really invest in things that are quality today. You can't be looking at derivatives in high specular situations. Even crypto. You know, the talk was it's over 60,000. Now it dipped under 15,000. So I'm just needing people to understand, when will that come back if people have bought it at 30, 40, 50 going up? How long will they have to wait for those numbers to match again? So you really need to be sitting down with someone, John, you know, really, truly, an advisor, and not do it yourself, because there's too many moving things that are happening.
That's true.
Too many uncertainties that we're dealing with, besides the politics involved, because of who's going to be in and who's not going to be in and decisions that we're going to have to be made. It is a very uncertain time. More importantly, for the last 40 years, we have never had an ounce of inflation issues. Now?
You got them.
and how long? I don't know.
Who knows? Yeah.
You know, so.
I want to remind you, it is the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, right here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. I'm John DeMasi with the one and only Joe Yakovich. Joe is JML Financial, and his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. Don't forget, if you want to sign up for that webinar, coming up this Tuesday, November 15th, it's at 6:30. It's absolutely free, and all you have to do is go to his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, and sign up. That's as simple as we can make it.
Right.
And we also have a guest coming up a little bit later on in the show, your friend Al
Casanova.
Casanova.
He is a many-year real estate agent. I've known him personally for probably close to 35 or so years. Local gentleman from Philadelphia, moved down into the Assured Resort area, doing real estate very well. He's on fire also. Works a lot of hours now because of all the things that are happening.
Yeah.
You know, the problem that we're faced with now, we all know, and we're going to ask him a bunch of different questions about this, is, you know, because of interest rates starting to peak and you're starting to see some cracks. So, you know, is refi working? Is new homes working? Is, you know, all these things that people need to be aware about, not only what they're doing with their own personal money and even making decisions to move, stay, and what have you, but how do I incorporate that cash flow for them if they had to, you know, do what they're doing and address that, you know, right up front?
Talk about, you wanted to, we have a call? Oh. John in Ocean City is on the line.
Hey, John, what's going on, brother?
What's happening? Hey, I'm here in beautiful Ocean City, even though I've been threatened twice since I moved here. I never got threatened ever. I was living in Summers Point, and I called the police department there to find out where I was moving into. He says, yes, there's 14 complexes, and they're all painting our, you know what. But he says, you're in the lower part, you're in the lower end of it. I said, that's cool. But anyway, I love Ocean. My attitude is, I'm here. You don't like it, tough, you know what. But anyway, I'm going to be a silly savage and ask you a question, Mr. Yakovich. If you won that $2 billion, what would you do with it? Thanks.
you know, John, that's a great question, and I thought about that, not a lot, but I will take, and I'll tell you what I would do. Me personally, I would take the money if I can get it all. I would take about 15 or 20 of my closest compadres, move them and all their family to another island or someplace that I have the greatest time for the next rest of my life, if possible. I don't know if I would stay in New Jersey, that's for sure, or for that matter, Florida, for sure also. But, you know, enjoying myself is the most important thing. So you and I, John, we don't know this, but you and I both won those lotteries. You're in Ocean City, and I'm in Ventnor, brother. You can't get better than that. We are winners every single day.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You already, I mean, you're a billionaire.
You're coming with me, so you got nothing to say.
You're a billionaire already.
Yeah, well, I work like an animal.
You don't need that lottery.
I love what
thing.
I do. It's a fun thing for me. People ask me that all the time. Well, Joe Yakovich, when are you going to retire? I said, and I say to myself, and I say to them, I'll retire when I'm dead. You know, we don't have that same, unless I was working outside in the cold or what have you, different animal. But when you're able to do what I do and you love to be able to educate people and you be able to get them to understand some of the things that they're not doing, and that's the hardest and over to be able to overwhelm, because they're getting overwhelmed with all this information, John. People are really, truly, we are living very much in an unsettling world, and I'm in the business for a long time. I feel and I see it close up and personal, and people don't do this like I do every day. So they have to be stretched out to the hilt. I mean, that's the sadness of this.
Yeah.
And I before we came on, I wanted to give you a quick statistic. You know, I'm going to give you a statistics of the average person in America, and you can look this up, called wage statistic, okay?
Yes.
And there's actually 87% of our population in the U.S. make under $100,000 a year.
Wow.
That might, so some might see a lot, and some might say, how do they do that with a couple of kids? So I asked myself.
It isn't easy.
Right. And you say to yourself, how can someone make under $100,000, have a family, feed their family, do all the things they would like to do with their family, and have enough money to save? So I say to myself, well, if that is the case, and we know that's the case because of statistics, it shows us, when the government is going to need more money, more revenue, where are they getting it from? Are they getting it from the 87% that have not saved and sacrificed? Or are they getting it from the people that have sacrificed?
Yeah.
I listened to a webinar just to back that up, John, with three economists. And they all said the same thing. By 2030, our taxes must, not even a maybe, coulda, woulda, you know, must double or we default because of all the things that the government has promised.
Let me ask you a question.
Sad news, but it's a truth, and people need to wake up to the truth. Really, they do.
How bad will the recession be?
And that's the problem. We are looking at one, and we are looking
if we're in one.
Correct.
Which, let's assume we are.
Correct. And that's the hardest thing, because it's mentally. It really wears you down, because it's our purchasing power is going down with inflation, and because of the volatility and losing, you know, 50, 60, 70%, that's a factor. And it deals with everything across the board, from energy to food to housing to education. So you just need to have a game plan, number one, to start off with. I mean, you really need to sit down with someone to basically say, okay, this is what the – let's lay the cards out on the table so everybody – and a lot of people – I truly believe this sometimes, John, when I said this before. I think sometimes people are embarrassed of what happened or what they've saved money with. So they're almost embarrassed to speak with me. And I tell you all, I'm Pete Rose, and I bet on myself. You know, I'm here to make sure all the people, they get an opportunity, like just hitting singles. I don't care if you have 50,000 or 50 million. It does not matter to me. What does matter is making sure you capitalize on every opportunity that your money must grow the way it's supposed to grow, not taking risk, you know, with derivatives and crypto and some of these, you know, these funky different vehicles that are out there. And I want people to really understand they can do this. They have to continuously do it, no different than, you know, if you want to get in good health, you got to work out a little bit, and you just can't do it once a year. You got to do it consistently.
The process is the same no
correct.
Matter how much you have.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
So your process will be the same.
Correct. That's the point.
So
if you follow,
it doesn't matter.
And then you have somebody like me that has the duly licensed and it's fiduciary, then I can talk to that individual about saving, about tax strategy planning, about distribution. It opens up a whole different conversation with that individual, and they start to get it. But it takes a while. It doesn't happen overnight. Because, you know, one of the questions we ask is, how did you grow up and how did you do when you were growing up with money and your family? I mean, it's really odd to me when you hear some of the answers. Like, oh, that's amazing, you know. So it is a lot of fun doing what I do. So I can't say it's work at all.
All right. The Heart of Your Money is the show every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. 609-407-1450 is our number here in the studio. If you have a question or a thought for Joe Yakovich, 609-407-1450. On the other side of the break, Al Castelnova, the real estate guy. And he's going to straighten out our real estate here, right?
You better believe it.
Okay. 609-407-1450. More Heart of Your Money after these words.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Here on The Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered, and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, are not affiliated companies.
You do the turkey, they'll do the rest. That's the motto at BF Mazzio. BF Mazzio, Chestnut Avenue and Route 9 in Northfield, features a complete selection of delicious and plentiful sides for your holiday celebration. Items include mashed sweet potatoes, cranberry sauce, vegetable and cheese lasagna, and so much more. For a complete list, visit bfmazzio.com or stop into the store to place your order. BF Mazzio, best of the press again this year for the 8th year in a row. Happy holidays from BF Mazzio.
And we're back here on The Heart of Your Money. Joe Yakovich is available during the week, 856-751-1771. That's 856-751-1771. Give him a call. He'll be happy to talk to you, and maybe he can straighten you out as well.
Yep.
He's done that for a lot of people. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. Don't forget the 15th of November, this Tuesday. The webinar, Joe Yakovich, required minimum distribution, 6:30 p.m. this Tuesday, November 15th. It's The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. We bring in Al Casanova, our real estate guy and friend of Joe Yakovich. I mean, you have more than one friend. I'm glad to hear that.
Al Cas has been around a long time with me. Good morning, Al. How are you today, brother?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys?
You got a whole day. I'm sure you have a whole day planned in the real estate world, correct?
Well, yeah, Joe. You know, we're still pretty active. You know, as I don't know if the listeners are aware of this, but and a few guys touched on it before. I got on the call about 8:15. Interest rates actually dropped this week.
Oh boy! Hey.
Yeah. So that's actually good news for both buyers and sellers, obviously. And, you know, the reason being is inflation numbers came back a little bit more favorable than what they have been. I know Joe touched on inflation before. Yes, it's still, you know, crazy for eggs and milk and everything else out there, gas. But it has subsided a little bit, and that's why the interest rates dropped almost, I think they were 0.75 points. They're like 6.2 right now. So that's helping us. I'm taking out buyers later on today. I'm still showing buyers homes every day. It's still an active market. We got 186 under contract and ready to go to settlement before the end of the year. That's just the fourth quarter stat. So it's still pretty good, despite everything you hear and think and trepidations about. The real estate market is actually still locally. I'm not talking about nationally. This is the local market. We're actually pretty good.
Is there a special number, Al, that you see because you've been in the the lowest interest rate environment for a long, long time, you know, and being around as long as you have, is there a number in terms of the interest rate that you see that would actually click people to actually say, okay, I'm locking in. I think this is pretty reasonable. I mean, I'm never going to get 2 or 3% again. Is there a number that you have in your head or the client's head that you see that to be true in the marketplace?
Well, it's funny you said that, and if you'll allow me, I could share some information with the listening audience to maybe, you know, educate them a little bit. A lot of realtors don't even know about the programs that are out there that mortgage lenders are actually offering.
Mm-hmm.
So let me explain it to you real quick. And you're right. Everybody's got a number in their head, right? Buyers and sellers. Sellers want X amount. Buyers want to pay X amount. And they're kind of fixated on that number. And when they hear 7% or 7.2%, I'm not doing that. So what mortgage companies have come out with, and it's been around for years, but they're actually putting the cost to the seller rather than the buyer, and that's called the buy down. You buy down the interest rate. So today, if I look at I didn't get in front of the computer, but I'm guessing, let's say 6.5 is the current interest rate, and that's probably pretty accurate. So if it's a 6.5 interest rate, the buy down allows the buyer to buy that property at a 3.5% interest rate. As soon as the buyer hears that, they go, wait a minute, I can buy a house at 3.5%? Yeah, I'm all in. Well, here's how it works. The first year, it's 3.5%. The second year, it's 4.5%. The third year, it's 5.5%. And the fourth year, it goes back up to the parent, 6.5%. Now, why is that attractive to a buyer? Well, A, they're getting into a house at 3.5%, and they're not paying the buy down. That's the kicker. We encourage the seller, or try to get the seller, to pay the buy down rate for the buyer. Now, you ask yourself, well, why would a seller do that? Well, I'm seeing price reductions across the board, $15,000 less, $20,000 less, $25,000 price reductions. So instead of having the seller do that up front, we say, okay, instead, don't reduce your house. Pay the buyer's interest rate buy down, and that buyer gets the advantage of the buy down with the seller concession, and the buyer doesn't actually pay for it. And here's the kicker. In that three-year time frame, or actually 4 years, the buyer can refinance if interest rates are lower, which we anticipate them to be, and they can actually refinance 2 years down the road, a year and a half down the road, 3 years down the road, at whatever the interest rate is in 2026. And it might go back down to 3% by then. So they can take advantage of that. And if they sell the house within 3 years, before that buy-down money gets used, the money that's left in the escrow for that buy down, maybe it's $6,000 left in it, it wasn't utilized. That goes towards the principal payment of the mortgage for the buyer. So they make money if they sell a house 2 years from now because they get the extra cash. So that's just a program that's been offered, and I think it's a really, really valuable tool.
That's an interesting concept.
Sounds good, but it sounds to me like it's the old adjustable rate mortgage, right?
Well, it is in essence. It's also a buy down. Like buyers can buy down their interest rate anytime they go for a mortgage, if it's on the high side.
Yeah.
Right. So they could buy it down. They pay the points.
Right.
So instead of paying the buyer pay the points, we have the seller pay the points. And I'm in a deal right now that the seller agreed to it because they, in fact, were going to lower their price of the house by $20,000. And we said, no, don't do that. Just give this particular buyer the concession, and we can get him into the 3.5%. Well, actually, at that time, it was 3.7%. We got him into 3.7%, and the seller paid the buy down, and you know both parties were satisfied. So it's a really cool way to get a buyer into a house with a reasonable interest rate in today's inflated market.
And people are going for it, right?
Yeah, they are, because it's really a win-win, John.
Yeah.
Because the buyer saves money out of the gate. You know, they save that $600,000. Our average price point is $400,000. So on a $300,000 loan, they're saving like $600 a month for the first year, $400 a month for the second year, and then $250 a month for the third. So it's really an attractive way to get a buyer into a house, you know, less expensively, if you will, for the time being. They're buying time is what they're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of,
let me ask you a question, Al. Before, I mean, when I say before, when the market was what it was, when it was hot and the properties were staying on the market for a day and you were getting multiple offers, what is it like now? What's the average stay on the market for homes?
It's a great question, and it's actually increased significantly from that 1, 2, 3 days on the market. Now it's more like 31 days on the market, 35 days on the market. And at that point in time, we usually give it, you know, the market talks to us, right? You know, the market's going to say if a property's overpriced. If there's no buyer putting an offer in, that means it's overpriced. So we have to make an adjustment at that point.
Yeah.
So we're seeing 30, 32 days, and that's when we see these price reductions come across the internet. You know, I get notices every day of a house that was reduced. This is reduced. This is reduced. And instead of having 10, 12 buyers for every property putting in multiple offers, now it's dwindled down to maybe 1 to 3 offers on a property.
Yeah.
That's priced correctly.
Yes.
If it's not priced correctly, I don't care what market it's in, you're still not going to sell it.
Yeah.
You know, if it's way out of the atmosphere and so, well, this is crazy, you're not going to sell the property.
Yeah.
So that's just that's real estate 101.
Al, you know, you've been doing this for more than 3 weeks, so I have to ask you this question. How's the fourth quarter sales compared to last year and volume? Because this is completely, you know, all over the place from what it was like we talked about last year, and you know, and how how different is it?
Well, there were more not sales were pretty much flat, you know, like even from 2022 to 2021 to 2022. The under contracts have dramatically changed. There's 186 homes right now under contract in Atlanta County, set to close before the end of the year. Last year it was 410. So there was, I may as well say double. There was twice the amount of properties that were going to sell, go to closing in the fourth quarter of last year as opposed to the fourth quarter of this year. So there was a lot more volume. I mean, there was a lot more inventory being sold, but the amount of the property has gone up since last year. So we're seeing a little bit of higher price point. I think it was like, when I checked last, I think 7% was the average increase in price point between I'm talking about quarters now, not yearly, the fourth quarter of last year, as opposed to the fourth quarter of 2022. We had a 7% price increase, but we had less sales under contract. So it's a half a dozen to one a dozen. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, if you look at the scale, it's almost even as what we did. So we're still in a healthy market. 2,500 homes sold in Atlanta County this year. That's a lot of houses.
Yes, it is.
Are you, and Al, because of the area where you live in, and we're talking within a radius, I'm going to say about 30 miles, give or take, do you see any new construction sites going up in this particular area? And I heard from some resources, I know Vineland, I don't know if it's in our area.
No, that's Cumberland County.
Okay, Cumberland. But I'm saying even that area is starting to take off in terms, because Al does business all over the country, but in this region.
It's interesting you mentioned Vineland, because if statistically, and I think this, you know, I don't have real facts in front of me, but I know that Vineland itself is a really, really large parcel of territory.
Right.
I think it is the largest in our neck of the woods, actually. And it's really, there's East Vineland, there's Vineland, there's parts of Buena Vista that actually touch on Vineland. So there's a lot of different opportunities out there because there's more land.
Right.
There is definitely opportunity to develop. And if you look at it geographically, you know, Vineland is really, what are we, 30 minutes from Atlantic City, 40 minutes maybe, and then 40 minutes from Philadelphia?
Yes.
So geographically, it's really in a pretty good area, to get to any point from there. But, Joe, to answer your question, you don't see a lot of developmental tracks like there were 10, 12 years ago, like developers putting up 100 homes at a time,
right,
or 200 homes at a time. We have, I don't know if I'm allowed to mention the builder's name on the radio, but there is a builder. Okay. All right. D.L. Horton is one of our area builders. He's building out in Mays Landing right now. That's really, and there's not many. I would say maybe 10 in a tract that they purchased. And they're really the only new construction where you can go into a neighborhood, per se, and pick out a house. There's builders around that are spot building, you know, Margate, Longport, Ventnor, wherever, that are just building single family homes for individuals, buying the lots, tearing the old house down and putting up the structure and selling it. There's a lot of that going on, but there's not a lot of, you know, 50 home tracks that builders are developing in. Not here anyway.
Okay, Al, we're going to pick this up after the break. We're coming up on a break. It is the Heart of Your Money. Every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. Joe Yakovich is here. Al Casanova is here. We're talking real estate. We're talking the heart of your money every Saturday, as we said, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. 609-407-1450. If you have a question for Al or a question for Joe, 609-407-1450. We're coming back. More Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on the Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, are not affiliated companies.
In these unusual economic times, do you wonder what to do with your money? If you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, tax planning, or any other type question, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, heard every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM, featuring noted author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and the best ways for you to navigate your financial portfolio. That's every Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, here on WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM, South Jersey's talk station.
Back here on The Heart of Your Money, Joe Yakovich. During the week, his number, 856-751-1771. I'd write that down if I were you. 856-751-1771. And his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, jmlfinancialgroup.com. Don't forget that webinar this Tuesday, November 15th at 6:30. Just go to the website, jmlfinancialgroup.com, and sign up. It is that simple. And Al Casanova is our guest. He's a realtor extraordinaire right here on the program. Al, you want to give out your number?
Sure. It's 609-338-9588, 609-338-9588.
Okay, and Al's here as a guest on the show, and
yep.
we've talked real estate with him before.
Yep.
I'm interested in the rental market.
Yeah, because we talked about this, Al. You and John and I always mention it in a bunch of our different shows we've done, and because rental is an issue across the country, but in this region especially, obviously, either someone in to buy a property purposely to rent it out and or in general, the rental market itself, how it's holding up and pricing and so forth. So you can give us a little
sure.
layup for that?
Absolutely. You know, like in any business, it's supply and demand, right? And prices go up based on that. Well, the demand is still very, very high, and the inventory is still very, very low. So what happens when that happens? Prices go up, right? There's a demand. Any rental, unless it's a real, like, can't-live-in-it kind of place, is going to rent within 2 days. No matter if it's a one-bedroom, a studio, two-bedroom, three-bedroom, really doesn't matter. And rental units are getting top dollar. I mean, we went from average rental of a one-bedroom of $800 a month to $1,400 a month for a one-bedroom.
Jeez.
So that's a considerable jump in rents, yeah. Some three-bedrooms are running for $2,600. And they were 1500 last year. So that's extremely high, because of the demand. You know, you look on the MLS or you look on whatever, Craigslist, wherever you go to search for an apartment, you're going to see that there's not many to choose from. And that's the issue. There's really not that many to rent. And that's why the rents are still for an investor that's buying a property, fixing it up and renting it out. It's called buy and hold. Are really capitalizing on the high rents right now.
Do you see it coming down, Al, anytime soon?
I think things are going to stabilize in 2023. I don't know if coming down. I think because, again, for the same reason, how many more apartments are going to be available in 2023? Where are they?
Yeah.
You know, if they do, if we get an influx to come on the market, yeah, then I would say yes, that they would come down. But the way I see it now, with this virtually no inventory, it's probably just going to stabilize. And it may see maybe a 10% decrease. Instead of 1,400, you may get 1,300 for a one bedroom. So yeah, I will say that there's probably going to be a little bit of a decrease, but not much.
And how's the new construction?
And again, predicated on supply and demand.
Yeah, how's the new construction market?
It's still really good because a lot of these builders are offering really good interest rates to their lenders. So you might see an advertisement where a builder would say, you know, 4% interest or 5% interest, whatever. They're able to do that because, you know, they own the units and they have their relationships and they basically are paying the price for the buyer to get that interest rate. So this is a national stat now. It's not regional because I really couldn't find a regional stat for new construction. But 30%. That's the number. 30% of all homes on the market nationwide are actually new construction. So that's a pretty good ratio. That's more than 20. You know, it's more than a quarter of the properties being put up on the market nationwide are actually new construction. For the simple fact that there's nothing on the market and they're creating the market. You know, they're actually producing new homes where there were none. So now, that's kind of what's that's a national stat.
And now it's so close today because what the numbers you just shared with us, you're in that middle road environment because you have rental numbers, you know, because of the to be able to pay for rent versus a buy. You're very close to each other. I mean, it's I'm sure you're having a conversation with someone and said, why would you want to rent for $2,500 or $2,600? Wouldn't it be better to, you know, make the, because the deals you're talking about or the type of loans that you're talking about, it would make sense to go and buy something versus rent something. Do you find that?
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Are you in that, like?
You're 100% correct, Joe. That's the first conversation I do have with a potential renter that calls me and say, hey, I said, well, why don't we look at the numbers? You know, you could probably buy, and you can. You could purchase something, especially a one-bedroom. That's probably the lowest price point you'll ever see as far as a purchase. You can absolutely purchase this, especially if they're VA guy, you know, like a vet.
Right.
Or a USDA loan, which is in a rural area. You can get into a house with no money. We just did it for a disabled vet. She put no money down. She put no closing costs. She got a home grant from the county, which gave her $10,000 towards her closing costs. So basically, she walked into the house without going into her pocket for a penny. Not one penny. Mm. And she was able to buy the house.
Wow.
The beautiful thing in America.
Those programs are out there. Yeah, there's some really good stuff, and I always encourage, you know, that's the goal, right? Home ownership, the American dream. And if somebody's approaching me with a rental prospect, that's the first conversation I have with them. If we crunch these numbers, would it make sense to you to purchase this property rather than rent it? And a lot of them have pets. Believe it or not, pets are a big deal.
Yeah, right? I know.
And a lot of rental landlords say, no, you got a dog, I don't want it, I don't want this. Yeah. But when you buy a property, well, you can have alligators in the living room.
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Yes.
But you know what I'm saying.
Do most counties have the first-time home buyers grant that you just talked about, Al?
Well, I believe that they do, and there's also state grants, you know, from the state of New Jersey, and I don't know about other states, but certainly in New Jersey. And there's also city grants. There are certain municipalities, Atlantic City in particular, that you can apply for a city grant and a state grant, and combined, and you can get both of them. Instead of 10, you can get 20. It's 10 from each grant program, if you qualify. So a lot of buyers don't even know. Wait a minute, I can get $20,000 to buy a house? Yeah, if you qualify.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of really good programs to help, underserved communities, if you will, to actually give them enough purchasing power to walk into a home and have that American dream.
Do you see this trend continuing, or do you see maybe a slight downturn in the market in 2023?
Well, you know, what goes up must come down, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's the oldest adage in the book. What goes up must come down. I think we definitely will see, well, we're definitely seeing it now. We're seeing price reductions.
Right.
Okay. 6 months ago, you never saw a price reduction.
Right.
Three months ago, you didn't see a price reduction. So now we're seeing price reductions, price adjustments, price improvements, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's happening now. So I definitely see a little bit of a decline in price. I still see what's the word I'm looking for, the need for people to buy a house. I mean, that's always going to be there. People always need housing. Their family grows. They're moving out of the area, moving into the area, whatever. there's always going to be a need for housing, but I do see some stabilization, and I do see some price reductions across the board for the first quarter of 2023. Interest rates, like this week was a surprise. It really was. They went down almost a point. Nobody saw that coming. Everybody was talking about 8-9%
right
by the end of the year. And now all of a sudden they rolled back. I think December something, 6th, 8th, I forget what the actual date in December, they're earmarked to go back up again. And I think that's going to be D-Day, if you will, to see if they actually do spike up or they actually continue to go down based on the inflation numbers and the GDP and everything else that affects interest rates.
Al, give out your phone number one more time.
Sure. 609-338-9588. 609-338-9588.
And I'm sure you're going to be showing houses today.
I'm actually got a 10:30 appointment. I'm hitting the gym right now because, like inflation, my waistline has grown. So I will be working out, and then I'm going to my first appointment.
Okay. Al, always a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For coming on and contributing.
Guys.
All right?
Yep.
Good luck to you. Al Castellanova, our real estate guy here on the show. It's the Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5, 609-407-1450. We have some time left here on the show, and Joe can take your questions, 609-407-1450. We're back with some final thoughts on the Heart of Your Money after these words.
Here on the Heart of Your Money, we know that many times you may have questions, but you might just be a bit bashful to come on the radio. No worries. Joe Yakovich comes to your rescue. If you'd like to schedule a brief phone conference with Joe, all you have to do is call Joe in his office at 856-751-1771. 856-751-1771. Joe will contact you and discuss any and all of your financial type questions. Or if you'd like to meet Joe in person, he'll do that as well. You see, Joe Yakovich does his best to make sure you have all your questions answered and in a timely manner. That number again for Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, is 856-751-1771. And always online at jmlfinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. JML Financial Group and Brokers International Financial Services, LLC are not affiliated companies.
Are you wondering how to begin the process of getting your financial house in order? You can start with one simple step. Get your free copies of Joe Yakovich's series of books. Book one is The Heart of Your Money. Book two is titled Bulletproof Your Financial Plan. And book three is called Wealth Beyond Taxes. You can have one, two, or all of the above by simply calling the radio show right now at 609-407-1450. During the week, you can contact Joe Yakovich's office at 856-751-1771. Either way, if you'd like to get the process started and get your financial house in order, getting Joe Yakovich's books is the right way to start. You can also find out more by checking out Joe's website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. That's jmlfinancialgroup.com. With more than 37 years as a financial expert, Joe can help you and your family achieve your financial goals. Joe Yakovich, JML Financial, jmlfinancialgroup.com.
And we are back here on The Heart of Your Money. And again, if you would like to reach Joe Yakovich, 856-751-1771, 856-751-1771. And you can check out his website, jmlfinancialgroup.com. jmlfinancialgroup.com is the website. And when you do that, you will see a little section there to sign up for the November 15th, that's this Tuesday, the webinar on required minimum distribution, 6:30 p.m. this Tuesday, November the 15th, and it is free. Just sign up.
You know, John, somebody have actually, when they, and I don't know because we're always adding things to our website. For those of you that are listening, it's a great opportunity to go on my website and look at podcasts, look at our shows, look at webinars that we've done, and really get an impactful amount of information that you can go into and spend, you know, your leisure time, whatever that may be, maybe not tonight or tomorrow, but at your leisure, to be able to look at some of the things that we posted and touch on, especially the things in in the financial world with RMD planning we talked about, asset allocation, portfolio management, taxes, inflation. But we try to make it, you know, quick, simple, to the point, like the books that we've written. They're not 300 pages. They're 100 pages. They're, you know, we're not asking someone to, you know, take it home with them and I'll try to read it in 2 weeks, like some voting state that we're having problems with. We're still having problems voting. That's another story in itself.
But, right.
You know, but we try to make things simple, to the point, and get people to really wake up to the fact that, you know, taking action is so important moving forward, especially in this type of environment that we're in.
Tell me about, you mentioned a Twitter thread that you read.
Right.
And it really deals with the inflation and how it's hitting people. And you want to talk about that?
You know, it's amazing, John, when the stuff that I read and some of the articles that are written, and I get this information all over the country. I mean, I really do. I mean, it's not like I'm just getting it in a local paper or any of this stuff. And the information I try to share with people, for instance, wage statistics, truth in accounting, and even the usdebtclock.org site. So when I'm talking to people about certain things, about spending, consumers tanking, and what should you do in the economy, you know, I'm looking at not only the ups and downs in the market, but is it a time to coast through these good times, and how do you come out of this tough times unscathed? I mean, prepare adequately, right? Either cutting costs or making sure you still have some income coming in so you can emerge out of this recession, so to speak, just as strong as you did before. So, you know, we're big believers of diversification, diversifying portfolios in a way that you do not lose your shirt and you do have a plan of action, pockets of money. Some are guaranteed, some are risky, some are insurance-based, and really have a planner that's fiduciary, that's responsible for you, not the company they represent, to be able to share with you multi-ways to achieve, you know, your retirement needs long-term, not short-term. So we're big believers in some of the best tweaks in Twitter threads I've been reading. It really is shocking to me, and analyzing, you know, about 30,000 companies, and they thought that, you know, getting hit hardest was 08, but consumers tanking, and what should you do and not to do, it's become the talk of all my my workshops and also the conversations I have with clients.
I still think about that woman you said lost 70% of her portfolio.
And it happens very, John, it's amazing to me.
And it can happen overnight.
Isn't that a short?
Next thing you know, you blink and it's right. 70%.
And they look at me like, what do I do? I said, well, okay, let's make some arrangement. What do you have? And I look at what they've had, you know, invested. And I was like, oh. And you're 60 something years old. This portfolio is designed for somebody that's in their 30s. And that's the problem. No one's actually sitting down and they always think the same thing. It's not enough money. It is a lot of money for me to talk to that individual. I think every dollar that I speak to someone about, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's really imperative that people sit down with someone and say to themselves, you know, because some people in our business will not take you on as a client. They really won't. You don't have enough. I don't believe that's the case. I think it's just a conversation that I have with, and it could be 100,000, two, whatever. They still need to have some information that they can make decisions clearly. It's in their best interest. And that's a big thing, John, when you're having those type of conversations, because I'm asking questions, you know, when you were growing up, how was your life growing up when you were, you know, growing up and making money or saving? How was that? And people tell me things that I would never thought they would have ever imagined me knowing, and I find out that. And you'd be surprised when they tell me what those answers are, John. It's amazing to me. It almost, to me, I'm able to almost analyze what they're going to do because of their background. You know, they were very frugal. They didn't take risks. You know, when you start to speak to people that their backgrounds were that way, they themselves are that way. So it's amazing. Or you go, you know, how did you do growing up? Oh, I was all over the place. I was spending like I was a drunken sailor. So now you know who you're dealing with. And it happens all the time, John. It's amazing when you're having those type of conversations about money, diversification, investment, paying off debt, using. I mean, all these things come up. And the last part of this, John, and you know this coming in right now, because of possibly a division of the Congress means what's going to happen to the market. That's going to be disruptive in the market. So we're just waiting for that, whenever that happens, you know, to be planted on us, all of us. So big concern about us.
I can't wait for that one. But you are you optimistic about the future, or where do you stand?
I'm very optimistic, but it's going to take a little longer than what we expect. But we need to be, like I said earlier, you maybe not. And it should be retiring. Maybe you got to, like I talked about before, you got to have a hybrid retirement plan. You got to look at all the your components that you have. You got to learn how to cut back certain things. You got to learn how to or implement income strategies with inside your portfolio. And the last piece of the puzzle that Al mentioned, you got to really start to think about, and we're going to have this person on next week, about how to use home equity wisely. Okay. Making sure we use that piece of real estate that maybe have been paid off. How do we use that as part of our overall plan in our retirement?
Okay. You want to close out the show?
Close out my show. It says, you know, I just keep on reinforcing this, folks. Find an advisor you want to have a relationship with. It's so important. The longer you keep to know that individual, the more he can help you, you know, to make really good financial decisions. So life gets thrown at us. And we get curveballs all the time. And wouldn't it be great to have someone to help you with these decisions? Your savings, your life savings, and future depends on making the right choices. Why would you want to just leave it up to somebody that's going to call an 800 number on your investment to get advice from a random advisor? To me, it's so important. So I hope those of you that are listening to me every Saturday have come to know me a little bit and want to speak with me and my team, and we are here, and hopefully it's a good fit. Let our family help your family. And all I can say is thanks for listening.
Okay, that's going to wrap up another edition of The Heart of Your Money every Saturday, 8 till 9. For Joe Yakovich, I'm John DeMasi. We'll see you next Saturday, 8 o'clock, right here, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5 FM.
Joe Yakovich is a registered representative with Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of Brokers Financial or Joe Yakovich. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. JML Financial Group does not offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Fixed annuities are long-term insurance contracts, and there is a surrender charge imposed generally during the first 5 to 7 years that you own the annuity contract. Withdrawals prior to age 59 and a half may result in a 10% IRS tax penalty, in addition to any ordinary income tax. Any guarantees of the annuity are backed by the financial strength of the underlying insurance company. Indexed annuities are insurance contracts that, depending on the contract, may offer a guaranteed annual interest rate and some participation growth, if any, of a stock market index. Such contracts have substantial variation in terms, costs of guarantees, and features that may cap participation or returns in significant ways. Any guarantees offered are backed by the financial strength of the insurance company. Surrender charges apply if not held to the end of the term. Withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income and, if taken prior to 59 and a half, a 10% federal tax penalty. Investors are cautioned to carefully review an indexed annuity for its features, costs, risks, and how the variables are calculated. Please consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing in variable annuities. The prospectus, which contains this and other information about the variable annuity contract and the underlying investment options, can be obtained from the insurance company or your financial professional. Be sure to read the prospectus carefully before deciding whether to invest. The investment return and principal value of the variable annuity investment options are not guaranteed. Variable annuity subaccounts fluctuate with changes in market conditions. The principal may be worth more or less than the original amount invested when the annuity is surrendered.